92.7.
For Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, I'm Brian Kelly with your headlines. The youth prisons at Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills are set to close in July of this year with no concrete plans in place for closure. The previous deadline was January of this year. While the juvenile prisons remain open, officials that run the facility have been attempting to implement new therapy techniques to improve the relationship between inmates and prison staff. This includes using positive reinforcement and daily meetings. The difficulty is getting the overworked and understaffed workers to buy in, some facing mandatory overtime. Leslie Chapin, the psychologist leading the change, said, quote, "The nature of these facilities is they've seen a lot of stuff come and go. Some staff probably expect this is the flavor of the day." She went on to say, "But I know it's not closed. And if it's not closed, I want to do everything I can to make it a treatment-focused facility." For Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, I'm Brian Kelly. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There is legislation pending and about to pass, and some of it has passed, in Florida that would make you think you were in Putin's Russia. Remember, Ron DeSantis, the governor down there, he's now the leading candidate in the polls after Trump to be the nominee in 2024 for the Republican Party for the presidential election. So if Trump doesn't run right now, DeSantis would be in first place. And DeSantis has an impressive resume and so forth, but this guy has Putin-like qualities, and I'm not saying that lightly. I don't say that about Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski. I don't say it about Ben Sasse and Pat Toomey and the rest. And here's what's happened. They have passed anti-protest legislation. If you were arrested in a protest, you lose any right to have student loans, state student loans, according to this legislation. It's being challenged in court. This is the one that's right out of Putin's playbook. If you are driving a car or a truck and you see a protest, an illegal protest as defined by this, you can ram it. You can drive into it and hit people, and you have immunity for prosecution. And what is a protest? That becomes a riot. They call it a riot. Three people. It's a criminal offense to participate in a, quote, riot, end quote, which is a protest that they deem to constitute, quote, mob intimidation. If you block a highway or you're in a road and therefore block it to traffic, it's a felony. And you are not entitled to bail. This is right out of Moscow. Right out of Moscow, Russia. Right out of Moscow, Russia. Part of it also says that if you are a municipality, you cannot make any adjustments to your budget having to do with the police or public safety without the personal approval of the governor, DeSantis. What's happening is in Florida, they have simply made it a felony and subject to you being murdered. You know, I mean, you may not believe this, so Google it. You can be ran by a truck or a car and they have immunity from criminal state criminal prosecution. The good thing is that this is being contested in court as unconstitutional. It's an unconstitutional infringement on First Amendment rights, which says that you can peaceably assemble, and petition the government. That's what it says. What they're saying is, and take a look at the Black Lives Matter movement. Many of the parades and many of the protests had people in them. I was there on Brady Street as one came by. My nieces marched, young high school girls. They marched. Friends marched, people marched. In Florida, you could ram them and kill them because they were part of a mob intimidation and they were in the street. And if there's any collateral violence, and you know, some of it in Minneapolis, there were people from the right wing, that guy in the black outfit was breaking windows, who did it as a false flag operation to make it look like the left did it. But out on the West Coast in Portland, the left did do it. Some people did, they committed violence. And Antifa is a real bugaboo of the right, but the fact of the matter is there are people in the anti-fascist movement who committed violence out on the West Coast. So if there's a peripheral violence, or even if there isn't peripheral violence, but there is the blocking of a road or a highway, it's a felony. All these high school girls could get arrested. If you want to ram them with a truck or a car, you have immunity from prosecution. Now, Al-Qaeda and ISIS teach that. They say ram them. In Nice, in France, the guy did it. He killed 80 people, a jihadist, Muslim terrorist, went up on the sidewalk, killed 80 people. Here in the United States, in Ohio State, a guy rammed people. Remember that some years ago? Ohio State on the campus, or off the campus. They've done it elsewhere. You just ride into a crowd, drive into a crowd. What's perplexing about this is for somebody like DeSantis to do it, nobody was asking for this. There wasn't a lot of agitation. This is DeSantis's idea to signal to the QAnon right that he's Trump's heir. That's what it is. But when you suspend your murder laws and your assault laws to benefit people who want to attack somebody else exercising his First Amendment rights, that is not constitutional. You can't say we have a law against murder. I'm going to drive into a crowd and kill a bunch of people. That's murder. But then say, if they're protesting something, they're immune from deliberate murder. That's sick. That is sick. That is Putin. That is something Stalin would have done in the communist era. That is something that ISIS would do. That is something that Al-Qaeda would do. It is unconstitutional. It's got to be stopped in the federal courts, and I hope and think it will. We're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, given, you know, what kind of protest it was, I'm surprised there's not direct provisions in that. If you drive into a bunch of people protesting in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic, that's probably, you'd probably get charged there. You know, that if you ran down a Klan rally or a Proud Boys rally, you'd probably get charged there. But I'm thinking, you know, well, fine, down in Florida, you know, to rig up my truck with the Greek chariot type things from Ben Hur and you know, spikes on the front so I can run through, you know, a Proud Boys rally or a Klan rally and say they're blocking me and take them all out, but you just can't do that. I mean, it just is ridiculous. I mean, that.
No, you're right, put your finger on something. This depends on who's the governor and who's enforcing this thing. In the January 6th insurrection, there were people who clearly were committing violence, And under this law, if it existed in Washington, D.C., which it never will because that's a federal jurisdiction, you could drive into it and kill those people. I think that's wrong. I don't think you can do something like that. But what they're going to do is they're going to use it against especially racial protests, Black Lives Matter thing. If you went through a Proud Boy group, or, you know, take Charlottesville some years ago, a guy did on the right ram the crowd that was protesting on the Confederate statues and killed a girl. And he got a murder conviction out of that, and he should have. So we do not want Islamic tactics in this country. We do not want ISIS tactics, Al-Qaeda tactics. We do not want people, even the thought of people using automobiles to kill people they disagree with politically. And that's what's being legalized right now in Florida, unless a federal judge intervenes. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable. And you're right, it will be disparately enforced. So if anybody did that to a Klan rally or January 6th rally or a Trump rally, a protest that blocked a street, you know he would be charged with murder. But under this, then he would say, my defense is the statute and prosecutorial discretion, they'd charge him with some other things. It's wrong. But what really surprised me is if DeSantis wants to be a legitimate presidential contender, yes, he has to have Republican support, but there are a lot of Republicans out there. But to do something this extreme, to legalize the murder of people in the Black Lives Movement, not just their arrest, which is bad enough, not just their arrest for felonies, which is bad enough, but to actually murder them, to suspend your laws against murder, that is sick. That is very sick, very, very sick. And it's not just that, Mark, there are some other things here. So you're the mayor of Miami, and you go, okay, well, I want to shift some money in the police department, and I want a squad that's going to do intervention for mentally ill people complaints and de-escalate. I want to put in some de-escalation training. Everybody recommends that. Every policing expert in the country recommends that. Under this law, that also as part of it, under this law, it would require the personal approval of Ron DeSantis. And he's going to say no because he wants to get the Trump vote. He is into, you know, they say the Republican Party says they're for local control. They're not for local control. They have manipulated and held down the Milwaukee County Board in our state down here in Florida. They're saying the mayor of Miami can't even make decisions about his own budget without the personal approval of the governor, of the governor. And what they say is that if you oppose this, and this is what he said. DeSantis said, quote, if you oppose this, you want to defund the police. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, if I oppose this, it's because I think that Vladimir Putin is a sociopath and he would have done the same thing. If I oppose this, I think that Ron DeSantis is acting like a sociopath. And we are not going to put up with this. We simply are not going to put up with it. Coming to a break, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.